Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, March 27, 2024. Stand up for your country. As a historian journalist, I know the United States has its ups and has its downs. And guess where we are today? Down cycle. And it's because of poor leadership. And it's because of apathetic voters. Voters who just don't care. Both of those two have reached a perfect storm of incompetence and is driving the country in a way good citizens don't want it to go. So I'm going to, again, prove this point tonight. But I want to tell you that this doesn't mean it's over. Okay? Throughout our history, we have gone up. We have gone down. We're down now. I do believe we will come up. I don't know when. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So this turmoil, that is the proper word in America, because of bad political leadership, Joe Biden is the second worst president ever to serve, and the corrupt corporate media. Once you have those two powerful entities not doing the public's business, not looking out for the folks, you got problems. Massive problems. So in the upcoming vote, there are going to be three major policy situations. The first is the border. Joe Biden caused this single-handedly by issuing an executive order. First day he was in office, it knocked out the Remain in Mexico policy that Trump had fought for and achieved. So this is on Biden 100%. But his party, the Democrats, backed this. Okay. Second is violent crime. As we told you last night, it is so far out of control here in the nation's largest city where I am, New York, that is horrifying. Yet there's no leadership making any attempt to solve the problem. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And the third is high prices for the essentials of life. And the Democrats are going to tell you inflation's coming down, this is happening, that's happening. It's all a bunch of BS, all right? If you want to live your life on paper, okay. But if you are living your life in a real manner, you go to the grocery store, you go to the restaurant, you go to the hardware store, you pay your insurance premium bills, and you will see you are getting punished. And the reason, again, is the Biden administration. This did not happen 4 years ago, period. So the president doesn't address any of these things. He's simply not involved. Have you ever heard him put forth a solution about violent crime in this country? One time? No. Have you ever heard him acknowledge it was his pressure and regulations on the fossil fuel industry that ignited inflation? Have you ever heard him acknowledge that? No, and you won't. And the border is the border. He sits there day in and day out in the White House, does not lift a finger to stop tens of thousands of people coming over every day. It's horrifying. That's the president we have. Yet, the election will be held tomorrow, he'd get 50 million plus votes. Those are our fellow citizens. You shouldn't hate them. I feel sorry for them. I can't imagine being, you know, life is short. Do you want to live it as being a dunce? Really? That's where it comes down to. Do you want to be a dunce for the short time you're on Earth? Okay. Now let's segue over to the media. So we all know that the corporate networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, are run by liberal people, devoted liberal people. And as I have chronicled, the first column was on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. There is a total blackball of conservative voices on the networks. Now, presto, this comes into the nation's consciousness 6 days later with Ronna McDaniel, who was fired from NBC, as you know. Okay, now the reason this is happening is because of Trump. It started right after he was elected in 2016, right after he defeated Hillary Clinton, which none of the network chieftains believed would happen. They believed that Clinton would win. When she did not, they shut down all Trump supporters. You cannot get on the morning shows, on the evening shows. I've documented it 100 different ways. So why is anybody surprised when NBC, which is struggling, hires a Republican, and then there's a massive wave of left-wing indignation from within the NBC company? Why are you surprised? They hired, up until Ronna McDaniel, 100% left-wing people who feel empowered and emboldened. So they had to fire Ms. McDaniel. Now, once you get into a situation where the inmates, cliche, control the asylum, you don't have a network anymore. And that's the memo. President Biden, what do you do today? Nothing. And it's Easter weekend beginning tomorrow, Holy Thursday, so we don't expect to see him. So that means the whole week he did nothing. There you go. There's your president. Rasmussen poll. 1,114 U.S. likely voters. Fair poll, Democrat 35, Republican 33, other 32, that's independent. Compared to most recent presidents, President Biden a stronger commander-in-chief or a weaker one? Is his performance as commander-in-chief about the same? Stronger 24, weaker 53, about the same, 20%. Second question, U.S. military has failed to meet recruiting goals in recent years. How concerned are you about this? Total concern, 76, not concerned, 22. And the reason for low recruitment is because traditional values have been absolutely obliterated in the media. Okay? Obliterated for the younger people. Do you realize that no younger people, literally none, watch cable news? None. On all three of them. Nobody under the age of 54 watches. The number is so infinitesimal, it's not even worth considering. In fact, did you ever wonder why you see medicine commercials for ailments and older people? That's what they got. And the pillows so you can go to sleep. Okay, you don't see in ads, TV ads, targeting younger people because there are no younger people. They're gone. They don't watch any of them because they're bored. It is boring to watch them. That's it. Now, we have a surge of younger people watching us on YouTube, which is took me by surprise because I don't even know what YouTube is. All right. But because they can watch the show in parts. But anyway, traditional values, you don't hear them in the media. The kids don't hear them. Total blackout. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Here is a very troubling story. On January 17th, 2023, a man named Carlton Huffman, 40 years old, filed a lawsuit against Conservative Political Action Conference Chair Matt Schlapp. You may have heard something about this. All right, Huffman charged Schlapp with sexual assault. It was a civil lawsuit, not a criminal investigation. There was no criminal investigation as far as I know. Okay? So it was one of tens of thousands of these things. Every day now we see, all right, American men everywhere. The one commonality is you gotta have money. Charged with some, whatever. Every day, it's an industry. There are attorneys who advertise on television. Oh, if you were, you know, you tell me your story and on, you know. Okay. So it wasn't surprising that Schlapp got accused as a big shot in the Republican Party. What it did do was devastate his family. I mean, really harm them. So what happens yesterday? Well, the guy, Carlton Huffman, he says, I'm dropping all my lawsuits. It was a misunderstanding. Misunderstanding, huh? And he says, I regret the lawsuit caused pain to the Schlapp family. You regret it. It's a year. Now, I don't know what happened. I have no blanking clue what happened. But Rachel Maddow somehow magically knew what happened. Roll it.
The staffer claims that Mr. Schlapp then invited the staffer to his hotel room. He declined. Early last year, that young man sued Matt Schlapp for sexual battery. And as that lawsuit has dragged on, more allegations of sexual misconduct against Matt Schlapp have come to light as part of discovery in that sexual battery lawsuit.
Oh, why was it dropped then? So she convicts Schlapp, and she did. Rachel Maddow convicted the man. Family devastated. Everybody watching her. Oh, yeah, he's guilty. No trial. Well, I didn't see any of this stuff. So are we going to get an apology from Rachel Maddow? I don't think so. How about Wolf Blitzer? He ran with it. Anderson Cooper. He ran with it. Morning Joe. All of them ran with it. Apologize today? No. No coverage on any of the cable news or network news programs on television. None. About this lawsuit being dropped. Damage to the Schlapp family, once again, incalculable. Joining us now from Florida, Bernie Goldberg. You know him. You love him. Well, you might love him. Some people do. Some people don't. It's dicey, as they say. Anyway, he runs BernardGoldberg.com, and I have a beef with that website that I'm going to tell you about after the interview. So,
a beef with the website?
I do. And I'm going to lay it on you in a little while.
My so mind is going to be on that the whole time we talk here.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Okay. You'll be able to handle it. So, Ron McDaniel, I saw some of your coverage, John. I mean, you know this is ridiculous. But the bigger story, and I talked about this for an hour with Sean Hannity on his radio program today. We have it on BillO'Reilly.com, is that NBC News will never come back from this. It's like CNN. Remember when CNN was a trusted source of news information? All over the world. That's gone. All right, it's the lowest rated news agency on television now. And they destroyed themselves by hating Trump. NBC now is going to follow CNN. Or am I wrong?
I think you're wrong in this regard. There's a big difference, a very big difference, between whether NBC should be hurt by what it did to Ronna McDaniel, which was horrible, and whether they actually will be hurt. Liberals, progressives, and other Democrats aren't angry over what NBC did to Ms. McDaniels. They're not angry at all. They're happy about what NBC did to her. They're cheering about it. So, of course, NBC should be tarnished by what it did, by publicly humiliating her. Of course, they should be damaged and tarnished and all that, but I don't think they will be.
Well, wait a minute, though. You're talking about MSNBC, which programs exclusively for far-left loons. That's
yeah.
All they do. NBC News, this is Lester Holt, the Today Show, okay?
Right.
Dateline. they're going to be tarnished with the same brush here, because the same executives that run that assassinated, you know, figuratively speaking, Ronna McDaniel. You haven't heard a word from Lester Holt or the women on the Today Show.
And you're not going to.
Right. Believe me, you're not going to. But anybody consuming information has to have some sign of awareness. And NBC is just going to be linked now because their own executives did this. There's no delineation between MSNBC and NBC. NBC News executives did it. Now it's going to be, oh, yeah, they're the left-wing network. And so you're writing off at least 50% of the country and potential viewership.
I think you're wrong about that, too, respectfully, Bill. And I think you're wrong because we're news junkies. We follow the news because that's what we do. I think ordinary Americans, and I use the word ordinary in the best sense, not in some pejorative sense, ordinary Americans don't think what Lester Holt does has anything to do with what Rachel Maddow does or what Morning, you know, Scarborough does or any of the others. I think ordinary Americans who go about their lives, who aren't political junkies or news junkies, watch Lester Holt because they think he's a good anchor. They like him, whatever it is.
I disagree.
But I don't think there's any association.
And you know, when George Stephanopoulos at ABC attacked Nancy Mace with the rape thing, there was big trouble at ABC News because of that. Big trouble. Because ABC realized that people watching that interview were going to say, I've had enough. And I'm telling you, and we'll track it every month. NBC is going to be hurt by this. And they're never going to come back as a news agency for all Americans. Now well, I want to get on. Go ahead.
Let me say, I hope you're right.
I'm very rarely wrong, as you know. The bigger story is the blackball. So on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, I wrote a column, and I think you read it, that this has been going on since 2016, that anybody who supported Donald Trump or said anything good about Trump at all was banished from not only news coverage on the networks, but entertainment coverage, late night coverage, morning coverage, whatever it may be. You were not welcome. This was not an accident. This was by design. And it's exactly the same thing that happened in the 1950s with the communist witch hunt. And interestingly enough, CAA, the big talent agency in Hollywood, dropped Ronna McDaniel as a client. Why? Why would they drop her? She didn't do anything. So they took her on. She signed a 2-year deal for hundreds of thousands of dollars. They took their commission. And then as soon as she got thrown overboard by NBC, CAA drops her. You know why they did it? I'm going to ask you. You know why they did it?
I do. It may not be why you think, but you go first.
No, you go first.
I think there's a broader issue than Ronna McDaniel. It's about how liberals have forgotten how to be liberal. These liberals you're talking about aren't liberals in the old sense of the word, meaning open-minded. We respect your right to say things, even if we disagree with them. These are illiberal liberals.
Then why would they take her on in the first place? Okay, they knew that she was former head of the Republican National Committee, and she sided with Trump in the election stuff. They knew it. They took her on anyway, and as soon as she gets in trouble, they dump her. Here's why they dumped her. Because a lot of their clientele, about 90% of it, is exactly the category that you described. They're happy about it. And they, CAA, didn't want to continue to represent her if they're going to lose clients, left-wing movie stars, TV people. So they said, get rid of Ronna. That's why they did it.
Yeah, I don't want to go overboard with an exaggeration here, but these are Stalinist liberals.
You bet. That's not an exaggeration. That's exactly, and not only Stalin, but Mao, Hitler, the same playbook.
It's one thing if conservatives did that, because conservatives never had the reputation of, we're open-minded. Liberals brag about that BS. Liberals are so damn sanctimonious that they brag about how open-minded they are. And then we have all this. This is This makes them look like idiots.
Blackballing. Look, the cancel culture is solely in the left-wing precincts. That's who invented it. All right, let's get on to your website. So I'm perusing Goldberg's website, you know, and this is to show you what kind of exciting guy I am. So I'm on Goldberg's website, and he's got a guy yelling about me, criticizing me, saying O'Reilly's arrogant. He said that if he had still been in the chair at 8 o'clock at Fox News, the Dominion lawsuit never would have happened. And instead of defending me, Goldberg, your first line is, yeah, Bill can get a little arrogant. Come on, you should have been all over that guy.
I didn't have anybody on the quote-unquote air. It was a commentator. You're wrong about everything you're saying today. Here's one. This guy posted a comment under a column that I wrote, a column that probably attacked liberals, and you'd agree with it. And he had a comment about you. Am I supposed to shut him down?
No, you're supposed to say you're ridiculous because what O'Reilly said was true, because he did the same thing. He did exactly.
What was the second sentence after I said that Bill can be seen as arrogant at times?
I don't know. You wandered off into you didn't address it. You wandered off into Bernie land. But what you could have said, if you had remembered, was that I, your humble correspondent, completely shut down the Barack Obama bogus birth certificate stuff on the Fox News channel. I did it single-handedly by sending people to the two newspapers in Honolulu who simultaneously on the same day printed the birth announcement. It would have been impossible to fake that. And that was the end of it. Okay? So you could have said, yeah, I think you're wrong here. Bill has done this in the past. Shut down crazy conspiracy theories.
I did not say he was right.
No, you didn't say anything. You were Pontius Pilate. You washed your hands of it.
I threw him a bone and I said, I could see where some people might think that.
Are you telling me?
You can't tell me with a straight face that you don't think some people might think you're arrogant.
There's no validity to it.
Right now, I'm thinking you're arrogant.
Look, they can think whatever they want about me, and I don't care. But when I specifically say something like the Dominion thing never would have happened, everybody knows that's true. I got no pushback from anybody at Fox News. None. Okay? Because they know that never would have happened. That cost them $1 billion by not having me there at 8 o'clock. But anyway, I wanted people to know that I do go to your website, and I'm scolding you for not defending me in a more fact-based way. Because I know you criticize me when you think I'm wrong, and that's why we like you. All right, so it's BernardGoldberg.com. How easy is that? If I don't talk to you again.
I want to emphasize before we go, the second sentence after I said some people might see Bill as arrogant, I said Bill is a loyal friend. Loyal was the key word. You don't think that's a big deal?
No, I do, and I appreciate the compliment, but it had nothing to do with the accusation. It had nothing to do with this man. I think that you should try to guide your followers into a better place. That's what I'm saying. I want you to guide them.
Now I get it.
Bernie Goldberg, everybody. Make him happy.
Let me apologize. I got to apologize. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I said that some people might see you as arrogant.
It's just beyond belief.
What I was thinking, Bill.
Hey, if I don't talk to you again, happy Passover. Enjoy it down in Florida.
And a very happy Easter.
Thank you, Bernie. Okay, I'll be on Cuomo News Nation tonight, 8 o'clock. I don't know what the hit time is for me, but it's 8 o'clock show, and I'm sure the NBC thing will come up. RFK Jr. announces vice presidential selection. A woman named Nicole Shanahan, 38 years old, one of the wealthiest women in the country because she was married at one time to the co-founder of Google and got a lot of money in the separation. She describes herself as a left-wing progressive, and that's perfect for RFK. Roll the tape.
The Fed works for Wall Street and allows millionaire bankers to prey upon Main Street and the American worker. And that's why Nicole and I both left the Democratic Party. Our values didn't change, but the Democratic Party did.
Okay, so RFK is running to the left of the Democratic Party, which is his right to do if you want to. He has one sliver connection to the right in America, and that's the anti-vax stuff. There are conservatives who don't like vaccinations and all of that. Okay, so how many states do you think RFK Jr. is on the ballot right now? How many do you think? The number is four: New Hampshire, Nevada, Utah, and Hawaii. Now, Nevada is a swing state. Utah will go for Trump. Hawaii will go for Biden. New Hampshire doesn't like Trump very much, but it's in play. Now, in order to get on the other 46 state ballots, RFK Jr. had to appoint a vice president. That's one of the criterias. In each state is different. So this costs an enormous amount of money, and I'm sure Ms. Shanahan is going to be kicking a lot of money into RFK's campaign. You've got to go through the procedures in each state to get on the ballot, and each state is different. So only four have taken RFK now. I don't know how many he's going to get on. And the Democrats can try to block that, because according to all the polls, RFK's taken more votes away from Biden than he is from Trump. It's about 2-3 to 1. The Democrats don't want him at all. In fact, RFK Jr.'s own family doesn't want him. Go.
When you say you see your brother's campaign as a danger, is it more about siphoning votes away from Joe Biden, or is it because of his policies?
It's really about siphoning votes from Biden. You know, the polls I'm seeing, Bobby takes 70% of the votes from Biden and 30% from Trump. And I feel strongly that this is the most important election of our lifetime.
Okay. Now we go to Fairfax County, Virginia, just south of the District of Columbia. So on Easter Sunday, the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, there are nine Democrats, one Republicans, have unanimously voted to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. Now, the excuse is, well, March 31st is Transgender Day of Visibility all over the world, so we have, no. You can do it Monday or Saturday. This is right in your face, right in your face to all Christians. That's what this is. Fairfax County, Virginia. Church attendance, according to a Gallup poll, on the decline still. They surveyed 32,445 adults. That's a lot of survey. And then a question, these are people who attend religious services weekly, okay? 2013, 38% for all U.S. adults. 2023, 10 years later, 30%. Christians, that's Protestants, 2013, 49, 2023, 44. Catholics, 2013, 40, 2023, 33%. So you can see that weekly attendance at church sinking, sinking, sinking. Okay. Smart life. Is being religious, believing in God, a positive for your life? There is a study out of Great Britain, the Institute for the Impact of Faith in Life. Now, this is a pro-religious group. You should know that. Here's what they found out. 76% of religiously affiliated people say they were happy. 52% of atheists say they are happy. Big goal. So you're happier if you believe in religion, according to this study. 76% of religiously affiliated felt confident in dealing with life's challenges. 56% of atheists. 74% of religious people say they have a high degree of self-control. 51 of atheists do. And finally, 42% of atheists were optimistic about the future. 69% of religious people are optimistic about the future. Maybe that's because of heaven, right? Going to heaven. So, you know, look, if you are a religious person, religious gives solace because you believe that there is justice in the universe and good people will be rewarded and bad people will be punished. And psychologically, that is a very strong emotional quotient. Okay, that you want to break it down. This day in history, 5 years ago, March 27, 2019, very underreported story. So the Mueller report on Russian collusion comes out, all right? And it says, full screen, I'm going to read it, quote, report concludes the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities, unquote. That was from the report. So then Attorney General Bill Barr puts that out. Okay? As I would, you would. That's the conclusion of the report. You put it out. Mueller, the special counsel, objects to Barr putting that out, saying that Barr's statement did not, this is a quote, did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of his findings. What do you mean? You just said there isn't, you just said you couldn't establish that there was anything. 2 years. 2 years. $50, $60 million taxpayer money. So Mueller is criticizing Barr. Never made any sense to me at all. Why did Mueller do that? Well, as soon as he left 5 years ago, the special counsel, he went back to work at WilmerHale, a big white shoe law firm in D.C. He was covering his employment butt, in my humble opinion. All right. So we have a final thought on the research that Martin Dugard and I did for Killing Jesus, one of our best-selling books ever. It's fascinating how we put this thing together. And then we got mail next. You are listening to me, Bill O'Reilly. I usually don't say that, but now that we got so much YouTube stuff, I kind of have to ID myself. We'll be right back. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Charles. The Daniel Penny case in New York and the murdered cop, Jonathan Diller, underscore the problem with the administration of criminal justice. Voters support mayors and DAs who do not prosecute crime because the criminal justice system is racist. Nothing will change unless the voters want things to change. That is one of the best emails we've gotten, Charles. You nailed it 100%. My message of the day is, unless the voters of this country wise up, we will continue our descent into chaos, carnage, and violence. Down to voters. Janet, concierge member, Bragg is pushing this case against Daniel Penny because he's white and the victim is black. I can't say for sure. Mitch Feinsod, Panama City, Florida. You are absolutely correct, O'Reilly. RFK Jr. will definitely pull votes from Biden. He's cut from the same cloth as the rest of the Kennedy clan. He's a Democrat and will help Trump get reelected. We'll see. He's going to be there. RFK is going to be there. Not good news for Biden. Dean, thank you, O'Reilly, for keeping the truth alive. As much as I appreciate your efforts, however, the corrupt media is winning the battle. Wish it were not so. Maybe. We're on the ascent. We're on the rise. But you might be right. I'm fighting a good fight. Raymond Spitzer, Ajo, Arizona. Bill, thank you for highlighting and teaching self-reliance. My church does the same thing, so the concept is not dead. I'm glad. Church has got to get more involved in contemporary life, you know? Absolutely. Dennis, concierge member, Mark Twain once said, no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. Love, Mark. And it's true. So we got the self-reliance mugs. And if you pre-order or order any of my killing books, not the killing boost. Let me get this right. If you become a premium member, put the mugs back up. If you become a premium member to BillO'Reilly.com or a concierge member, you get any of my books, including the upcoming Confronting the Presidents out September 10th, free. But if you don't want the books, you get one of these mugs free. We want you to be happy. So this is a good time to re-up or sign up for BillO'Reilly.com premium membership. Rise up, right? Help us out. Confronting the Presidents, I was giving Hannity jazz about it because he's got to read this book. If you are a media person, you have to read this book because it puts everything into perspective before the presidential vote. We got Killing Crazy Horse at a tremendous discount, the war between Native Americans and Washington, D.C. It was really intense. And word of the day, do not be, one of my favorite words, a popinjay. P-O-P-I-N-J-A-Y. I heard Gregory Peck say that word in an old movie. I can't remember the name of the movie. But he said, hey, he's a popinjay. Don't be one. All right, back with our research for Killing Jesus in a moment. All right, here's the final thought of the day. So we are going to be off tomorrow and Friday. We're always off Friday, but it's Holy Week. And I want to give my staff a break. You know, a lot of family stuff going on, and I want people to relax. So we'll be off tomorrow and Friday, back on Monday. And a lot of people will be reading the Bible and going to services and thinking about what happened to the Nazarene, Jesus of Nazareth. But the best source ever of history on this is my book, Killing Jesus. And I don't think that's ever been challenged. So here's what happened. Martin Dugard and I we've written 13 killing books. And the only one that doesn't apply directly to America, to U.S. history, is Killing Jesus. And this was the most difficult book to research because it happened more than 2,000 years ago. There are two sources of information, hard data. Okay, we don't take anything out of the gospel because we can't verify, all right? Doesn't mean the gospel is not good. It's you believe, that's where you should be. The first source was Jewish archives in Tel Aviv. Okay? They kept records of what happened during the Roman occupation of Palestine. The primary historian was a man named Josephus. So Dugard went over and we got permission by the Israeli government to go into the archives. For example, we found out that the route that they have in Jerusalem of Jesus's walk to Golgotha isn't really the right route. Okay, they have it there. It's called the Via Dolorosa for tourists primarily, but it's not the one that he took. He wasn't killed at 3 p.m. He was killed at daybreak, because the Romans didn't want the people of Jerusalem to see this. They felt that there might be a rebellion. So all of this stuff was gleaned from the archives in Israel. Then Italy has records provided by Pontius Pilate, who was the governor of Palestine at the time. Those records went back to Tiberius Caesar, the Roman emperor. They are still around. And Pilate was in trouble because the execution of Jesus caused so much turmoil that it got Augustus Caesar's, it was Augustus Caesar, I think I said Tiberius, Augustus Caesar, attention. And nobody knows what happened to Pontius Pilate unless you read Killing Jesus. He was recalled to Rome and he was exiled to Switzerland, which wasn't Switzerland then. It was a cold place full of barbarians. He's buried there, Pontius Pilate. Okay? Now he got hosed big time, and so did his greedy wife. Now, we get all that from the historical records, and we put it together in Killing Jesus. There's one more aspect. The reason that there was so much information in the Gospels about this was because of the spies. This is very important. The Jewish Sanhedrin in Jerusalem knew about Jesus, and he threatened them because so many people were following him. So they sent spies to follow him around. And the spies reported back to the Pharisees. The Romans did the same thing, but not together with the Jews. It was big. They hated each other. The Roman Pilate, he sent his own spies. The reason they did was that this Nazarene, no money, nothing, was walking around the Holy Land, and thousands of people were showing up. Why? You couldn't hear them. There were no microphones. You couldn't hear them. He could stand on a mountain. You could see him. You could be out in a boat in Lake Galilee, Sea of Galilee. You could see him. Couldn't hear him. So why would people who are working for a living to just eat on a daily basis leave and follow him? The only reason they would do it is because of what the spies reported, that Jesus was healing people. Now, this doesn't come from a medical doctor. It doesn't come from the apostles. It comes from the spies. They reported back that Jesus cured the leper, or Jesus did this or did that. It was what they call the works. And enough people, apparently, according to the spies, saw these works, and word spread all over the place. And that's why thousands of people showed up. There's no other explanation. Because there were 250 messiahs running around the Holy Land at the time Jesus was preaching. They didn't get anybody to listen to them. So I thought on this eve of Holy Thursday, that story might be interesting to you, even if you're a non-believer. People believe what they want to believe. To me, it's not hard to believe in the Nazarene. Not hard at all. And my family has done that for hundreds and hundreds of years. And we carry on the tradition. So you have a nice, happy Easter. I hope you will. And we will see you again on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.